It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. You walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my day.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass. This show is fucked up.
And It's on you.
Me. It's all about me. Alright, so I have a Florida story. It is not a fun white on white crime. But I did find out while I was looking for white on white crime. And said I might be responsible for us to cover this. So, Clearwater, Florida. A man is facing aggravated assault charges after he pulled a machete on a woman who refused to date him, according to arrest records.
Yeah, that'll turn her around. That's what I did.
Clearwater police arrested Leonard Thomas, age 55. 55, nigga. All right.
55. How long has he had a fully developed brain? 3 decades, and this is what he's done. With a fully developed brain.
So police arrested Leonard Thomas, age 55, just before 7 p.m. on Friday night. Police say Thomas and the victim were arguing when he became angry because she wouldn't date him. He pulled a machete from a sheath on his belt. So he just, first of all, this nigga just carries a machete around? Okay. And he raised it towards the victim and said, "I'll cut you up," according to police. The victim ran away, good, and called police. After his arrest, Thomas refused to cooperate and yelled obscenities at the responding officer.
"You are the goddamn whitest person I've ever seen."
Thomas was, quote, heavily intoxicated at the time, according to the report. He was arrested on a $5,000 bond and remains behind bars. Yeah. That's what's going on in Florida.
Jesus Christ. Does he get drunk before or after he fucking puts the machete where the fuck ever he's keeping it?
Ooh. Well, it was on his belt.
Just on his belt?
And it's on a sheath on his belt.
As a sheath, that's like what they keep a sword in?
Yeah.
That killed this one.
Yeah.
Wait, no. That's how our YouTube videos get removed. Fuck! Shit.
And, you know, the weird thing is this is, like, the fourth Florida story I've seen recently that involved a machete. Because then there was a Florida man who was arrested for threatening another man with a machete for not flushing his toilet.
What?
And then there was a Florida man. Where did the other one go? Oh, shit. There was another one. Now I can't find it.
How bad was it?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's see. We'll go to Click Orlando. That's a good one.
They will get up every day. They will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC.
A Florida man was arrested for allegedly threatening to attack another person with a machete for not flushing a toilet after it had been used, according to authorities.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Keith Mounts, age 46.
Come on, man.
I keep expecting to be like 22 or something. No, 46.
I liked white on white crime when it was people in their 70s.
There was a string of those, wasn't there?
Yeah, they were doing their fucking thing, yo. Like, they were having their own little Bernie versus Trump wars.
So Keith Mounts, 46, is accused of pointing a blade at a man's face and demanding he flush the toilet after using it Saturday, the alleged victim told the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Mounts allegedly said he would chop the man with the machete, which was found in a yard where the confrontation occurred. So he threatened to kill him with a machete and then just left it in his backyard?
You're realize I used to walk among these fucking people? I survived this shit. Nigga, the hood was safer in the 90s. Florida is fucked up, man.
Deputies reportedly said Mounts claimed to be defending himself with the weapon, but was unable to explain why he needed protection against the victim.
What? What is that? The person that was brandishing said they needed protection?
Yes.
You're the fucking doo-doo killer. What the fuck? Did they even go number two? Were they mad about piss? No. I hope... Hey, mad poopers, get this nigga's yard. Get him.
In a statement, Mounts said, shit happens.
Well, unironically, what?
Mounts was charged with aggravated assault and booked in the county jail at a $5,000 bond. Does everyone just get a fucking $5,000 bond?
It's a libertarian wasteland. Fuck it. They know nobody has more than that.
Mm-hmm. I love the related stories.
Fuck.
Florida woman allegedly bites off piece of finger of child's father.
Hey, he had it coming.
Hamburglar Florida man allegedly breaks into Wendy's, makes dinner.
Did they say Hamburglar?
Yes.
Motherfuckers.
And Florida man allegedly beats Uber driver with... Wait, what? Beats Uber driver with car antenna.
What? What in the 50 lashes?
A Florida man allegedly beat an Uber driver with a car antenna. And a cane.
And a cane? He had a cane?
And a cane.
Man.
Because the driver tried to terminate the ride. It happened June 6th. Aw, shit. When Denzel Johnson allegedly got angry after the driver tried to give him the boot. That's when Johnson hit the driver with a water bottle, then got out of the car, snapped off the antenna, and hit him with it. Then he took a cane from a bystander.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, man. You can't. But the bystander needed the cane.
And that Uber driver needed his ass beat.
What kind of fucking... The story took a real swift, ableist turn, didn't it?
Ooh, yes, it did.
I did not see that shit coming.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be his own cane.
Yeah, I was like, oh, some older bloke with a cane, and, you know, he's smacking the whippersnappers with it. Got it.
No,
literally attacked a person that needed a cane. Emperor William got something for that. I wonder if I can... I need to just say Emperor William and end it there so that the videos stop getting deleted by YouTube.
Johnson then allegedly took a cane from an elderly bystander and also used it to hit the driver. The driver wound up with bruises and lacerations. A few days later, the driver identified Johnson to police. The 26-year-old...
Yeah, do people not know that your Uber is connected to some sort of bank account that's connected to your social security number?
Shit.
They gon' get you.
So the 26-year-old was arrested but has since bonded out of jail. Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Florida man found naked in chicken coop.
No. Damn it. Really?
Florida man breaks into elderly woman's home, wears her clothes.
The cis identity extremist? They just found him there? That's it?
Woman accused of... Wait, what the fuck?
Was he there with a sandwich he stole?
Oh, maybe.
What website is this?
This is Inside Edition.
Damn. Well, fuck it. Let's do it live.
All right. A Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts off Florida, it's going to be good. Who allegedly broke into an elderly woman's home was found wearing her clothes. Christopher Patterson, age 37, was allegedly trying to hide out from police. Okay. The woman returned home to find Patterson had taken a shower and made a phone call. And then he asked her for a drink.
Whoa.
That's what I do when I break into people's houses. I ask them for drinks.
He used... You know how grody that is?
Yeah, he used her shower.
Somebody
yeah.
Somebody used your shower, man.
And her soap.
Ew. And her fucking... I don't know, cloth. Wait, were cloth they white? Cloth? White people might not use it. It's not universal.
The woman claims Patterson asked her permission to take soap and shampoo, but stole her purse... an air mattress and her car.
Why are you taking a nigga air mattress, man?
Wait. Why would you ask permission to take her soap, but then just take her purse?
Because you knew she was going to say no about her money. Shit.
Patterson then allegedly drove the car to IKEA, where he swiped plates off another car to replace the ones on the stolen vehicle. What?
Nigga, your life is not a video game.
Yeah, it is. Police said he then drove to a nearby Walmart. It always goes down in the parking lots.
Fuck, here it comes.
That night, shoppers noticed the man slumped over the wheel and called authorities. Patterson was arrested and booked into jail. He was charged with petty theft, burglary, resisting an officer, and carjacking. He is being held on a $103,000 bond. $103,000, I don't know why. He's doing court. The woman says she was able to get most of her items back.
What about breaking and entering?
Evidently not.
Oh, yeah, fuck that part.
Fuck that part. What?
Fucking wild. That was also Florida?
Yeah.
Yo, man, Florida's fucking weird, man. There is something going on down there. This one's... What's going on? We're still recording?
I'm trying to... I can't make it make sense in my head with the headline.
All right, I'll do it. This is easy. All right, we're coming off of InsideEdition.com. All right. And, we've seen this name before. Deborah Hastings with this article from June 12th. All right, we're a little behind this one. Mm. So a Florida woman was accused of stabbing her husband to death, was once his stepdaughter. Oh, yeah, I get it. He had it coming. She finally realized that he was a fucking a rape culturist that was grooming her, and she handled that business, and joy to the world.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for happy shit here.
Florida man allegedly found naked in New York chicken coop. And that's why... See, you can't let him leave. That's, again, like, I wonder why I was there too long. You shouldn't have let me fucking leave. Mm. The podcast would have ended at 400 episodes, but y'all fuckers let me leave. Police say they found a Florida man naked and hiding in a chicken coop in upstate New York after he allegedly... Oh, man, I was listening to a Sideway. Yeah, Sideway. Listening to a Trey D interview because he has a new round of them with Vlad TV. Mm-hmm. And Trey D said, we should do a coup de grace. So he got that one wrong.
Oh, Trey.
Yeah, Trey, he got that. I was just like, ah, damn it. It's like, that's OG Trey D from the LBC, though. All right. after he had allegedly crashed a stolen car and hitched a ride on the back of a pick-em-up truck, and as it was reported by the Herald Tribune, the 25-year-old John Men. Yes, all Johns.
Hashtag yes, all men.
Yeah, I mean, it's spelled M-E-H-N-E. To me, that's men. Mm. All men.
All men.
It says that the 25-year-old was responsible for the melee. According to the publication, Men drove himself from Florida to New York in a stolen Audi. On Tuesday, cops got a call from someone that someone hit a guardrail on Interstate 81 about 3 miles away from the Pennsylvania state line. At this point, Men climbed onto the back of a passing pick-em-up truck. Wait. So he didn't hitch a ride. He's a stowaway. The fuck, man?
Mm-hmm.
I never... Is that breaking and entering a vehicle?
Oh, no.
Man, white men find all new ways to break laws that other white men create.
Hmm.
Here we go. So he climbed onto the back of a passing pickup truck. When the driver noticed he was carrying an extra passenger, he stopped to get him off. And that's when Men ducked into the hoods. All right, this is a fucking action movie. Like, dead up. I mean, really. Florida man steals a car, mm-hmm. is driving. You could have some hijinks along the way, you know, stops mm-hmm. at this gas station, something funky happens, mm-hmm. you know, and then he crashes into a guardrail, jumps onto the back of a truck. Truck driver sees him, stops him. He's running off into the woods, disoriented from the crash. This is a fucking Florida man action movie. And I think we've had a few of those. And so, New York State Police, fucking pigs, then said they'd received a call from a resident about an alleged intruder, men, in their chicken coop after allegedly killing one of the birds.
What?
He allegedly, they're just allegedly, they're just Heath Ledgerly, chased the homeowner with an axe.
What the fuck?
After he was confronted. He also allegedly, this is like an article, man. He allegedly stole the homeowner's all-terrain vehicle, ATV. Driving it further into the forest, this fucking action movie where he allegedly allegedly also burglarized another nearby house and allegedly killed the family's dog.
What the fuck?
Yo. Fuck Joaquin Phoenix, nigga. This is the Joker. Jesus Christ. Whew. Before K-9 units finally caught men in a, he really is all men.
Yes, all men.
He fucking steals cars, crashes them, stowaways on trucks, mm-hmm. runs from the police, mm-hmm. kills chickens, mm-hmm. chases people with axes, mm-hmm. kills dogs. Mm-hmm. This is
robs all, houses.
Robs house. He, this is men. before K-9 units finally caught men in a creek, so he's also a country song, he allegedly found his way onto another chicken coop naked. Police say he was taken to the local hospital to be treated for a dog bite, then arrested and held at the Broome County Jail without bail. They couldn't put a number on this whiteness. He was charged with first-degree burglary, robbery, aggravated cruelty to animals, and criminal possession of stolen property. There is also an arrest warrant out for men for burglary in Sarasota, Florida.
Of course there is.
Men.
Of course there is.
And Florida man allegedly breaks into elderly woman's home, wears her clothes. Florida man allegedly pulls gator from yoga pants during traffic stop? What? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be doing it. I wanted to drink some of my fucking fizzy giggles so I'd be less annoyed by what's happening. But let's go back in time to May 7th.
Does this call your alcohol fizzy giggles?
That's what, when I get cheap champagne, yes, I call that fizzy giggles. It's fun, right? See, you said I wasn't fun. Please excuse the name of this journalist. She did not ask for this name. It's just the one she has. Stephanie Officer. Dead up. That's her name. Let's roll with it. Alright. Inside Edition is a wild ass website. fucking police in Florida say they pulled a couple over after they blew through a stop sign, but there's no way the officers could have predicted what they would find inside the car. After a quick search, officers found 41 turtles stuffed in a bag.
What?
40 fucking one turtles.
All right.
Stuffed in a bag. When cops asked if the pair had anything else, the woman allegedly whipped out a 12-inch long alligator from her yoga pants. Whatever.
Why would would you have something with that many teeth near your genitals?
What if the tail was up by the genitals and the teeth were down by the kneecap? The yoga pants are constricting. It was asleep. According to the man's father, mm-hmm. it was just an ordinary day for his son. Quote, not surprised at all.
Oh my God.
He didn't hurt them at all. He just loves animals and catches them and releases them. End quote.
That's a little fucking weird. He just released that into the world with us, huh?
In more ways than one. Thanks, condom company. And this was coming from the news outlet WINK. Yes, Wink. Wink reported that the two told authorities, that the two told authorities they'd been collecting snakes and frogs from a nearby overpass. The Florida, welcome back to the show. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission ended up collecting the reptiles and then releasing them. You know, if it wasn't for beer, none of those people would have a job.
Hmm.
Floridians must have a permit to hunt alligators, so the pair was cited for their little passenger.
But not the turtles?
I guess not. You know what? As much as I see people about to, and sometimes I have seen turtles hit by cars on the road, they don't give a damn about turtles.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit is disorienting. It's like, Florida story. Jesus Christ.
We just did like 5 of them back to back, which is never a good idea.
No, you can't fucking. No, yeah, like literally, like my fucking head is light. Which I'm sure just had to do mostly with breath control, talking loud, but maybe also the content. If you want to help us afford care for pets and more fizzy giggles, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Corbell runs about $12.99 out here. I'd like another bottle of fizzy giggles. So I should upload this now. And there's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. We just recorded like 3 or 4 hours worth of shit, mm-hmm. and Patreon's getting it all first.
Yes.
All right. That's that, right?
That's that.
Yeah, it's 1:46. Holy fuck.
Yep.
Yep, the day is almost over.
Yep.
I'm back to work tomorrow. Phoenix Leader.
Yeah.
What do you want to wrap it up with?
It's
not even like this is going to be the last thing. This is just the last thing we happen to be recording today.
I didn't have anything in mind.
Nothing in mind.
No.
That's all right. For me, it's be nice to your cat.
Be nice to the cat.
Hey, what's going on, gang? It's Wednesday morning as I'm putting these audio clips together. Most of this stuff is stuff that we recorded on Monday and to make a white-on-white crime episode. And no, we don't care about the dim debates. They're all full of shit. I mean, it's amusing that Kamala Harris looks like she got some sun before the debate so that her Indian melanin would pop. Kamala is not black. And So I quickly pulled a clip, Bernie Sanders and some nigga named Steyer. Fun little clip. We'll play that and we'll get back to some white-on-white crime.
Income inequality is growing in the United States at an alarming rate. The top 1% now own more of this nation's wealth than the bottom 90% combined. Senator Sanders, when you introduced your wealth tax, which would tax the assets of the wealthiest Americans, you said, quoting you, Senator, billionaires should not exist. Is the goal of your plan to tax billionaires out of existence?
When you have 500,000 Americans sleeping out on the street today, when you have 87 million people uninsured or underinsured, when you got hundreds of thousands of kids who cannot afford to go to college and millions struggling with the oppressive burden of student debt, and then you also have 3 people owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society. That is a moral and economic outrage. And the truth is, we cannot afford to continue this level of income and wealth inequality, and we cannot afford a billionaire class whose greed and corruption has been at war with the working families of this country for 45 years. So if you're asking me, do I think we should demand that the wealthy start paying, the wealthiest, top one-tenth of 1%, start paying their fair share of taxes so we can create a nation and a government that works for all of us? Yes, that's exactly what I believe.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Steyer, you are the lone billionaire on this stage. What's your plan for closing the income gap?
Well, first of all, let me say this. Senator Sanders is right. There have been 40 years where corporations have bought this government, and those 40 years have meant a 40-year attack on the rights of working people and specifically on organized labor. And the results are as shameful as Senator Sanders says, both in terms of assets and in terms of income. It's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely undemocratic and unfair. I was one of the first people on this stage to propose a wealth tax. I would undo every Republican tax cut for rich people and major corporations. But there's something else going on here that is absolutely shameful, and that's the way the money gets split up in terms of earnings. As a result of taking away the rights of working people in organized labor, people haven't had a raise. 90% of Americans have not had a raise for 40 years. If you took the minimum wage from 1980 and just adjusted it for inflation, you get $11. It's 7 1/4. If you included the productivity gains of American workers, it'd be over $20. There's something wrong here, and that is that the corporations have bought our government. Our government has failed. That's why I'm running for president, because we're not going to get any of the policies that everybody on this stage wants, health care, education, Green New Deal,
Thank you, Mr. Steyer.
Unless we break the power of these corporations.
Thank you, Mr. Steyer. Vice President Biden.
Jesus fucking Christ. Fine. Okay. Daily Mail. Remember, folks, Daily Mail is more just a place to get random racism. Daily Mail is where you can get yourself some white-on-white crime.
Yes.
Florida.
Why not?
At some point, Florida, we have covered every person. there can't be that many fucking people there. All right. So two Florida fellers were accused of capturing an alligator from the side of the road, holding it down, and pouring beer down the reptile's throat.
Mm-hmm.
While one of the men encouraged it to bite his arm.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know, when I was just doing show notes and just looking at articles, I came up, like, you know how you get, like, autoplay videos after the shit you just watched? It was a clip of a young bloke that ran around calling himself Steve Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were apparently an Australian character, and they were on the Jay Leno program with an alligator on stage.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying not to get bit.
Yeah.
But Timothy Koepke and Noah Osborne, 27 and 22 years young,
mm-hmm.
well, they did it and they filmed it. Around 10 p.m. August 26th in Palm City.
All right.
Now, in a police report, Mr. Koepke, the 27-year-old, Timothy, that is,
mm-hmm.
well, he claimed that Mr. Osborne, 22 years old, Noah, that is, and that is not the arc of the story, they grabbed the... they grabbed the animal with his bare hands from the side of the road. You know, I've grabbed animals from in the middle of the road when I lived in Florida. They were fucking turtles. I think typically snapping turtles.
Yeah.
And I'd grab them out of the road before cars began to frogger them. Mm-hmm. And I always kept extra bungee cords with me. And I only get bicycles that have like a back sort of like mount cargo thing. Mm-hmm. So I could put like a bag of groceries or something on it. And I take the, and you know, turtles have a shell, so I would literally just bungee cord the turtle to the bicycle.
Yeah.
And take them down to the little river, the Econalakahatchee River, and go put them there. And then they would literally just go straight into the water, like, thanks, cuz. I never grabbed an alligator. But in if I did, I'd do the same thing. Just bungee cord him to the back and take him to the river, and he'd be like, thanks, cuz. You know how alligators talk. That's how alligators talk.
Alligators don't talk.
They speak. My bad.
Oh, my God.
All right. So they said they grabbed it from the side of the road where Mr. Timothy Koepke was apparently bitten by the animal on his right forearm before pouring beer down its throat. But it's not clear how serious the injury was. It's also not clear how big the alligator was. We don't know any of these things. We gotta find out why. So both of them fellers, they done got themselves arrested on October the 3rd after the police fellers became aware of the vidya and the pair made of the incident. Now, the vidya has not been released by the police fellers, and it ain't clear if it was circulated before the arrests. How the fuck did they find it? Police can't investigate shit. All they do is think about different ways to investigate themselves. They done both got charged up with unlawfully taking an alligator, which is a law that someone had to put on the books at some point in time. Ugh. Like, you don't make something illegal unless people are doing it and you don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way. So, a group of people that have been mentioned on this program so many times, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, yes. Welcome back to the wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
They received a complaint about the incident in August. The authorities investigated the incident, and they were ultimately able to obtain the video on my mother's birthday, September 17th. They then confronted Mr. Timothy Koepke about the allegations at his home, where he confessed he was involved in the incident, the New York Post reported. Uh-huh. But Mr. Timothy Koepke, 27 years old, told the officers that Osborne caught the reptile with his bare hands from the side of the road. So he's just Tekashi Koepke. Tim Kashi. Tim Cautionary Tale on who you kick it with. Caught it with his bare hands from the side of the road, and Koepke then enticed it to bite him. See, so I only did it because he did that.
Right.
And then enticed it to bite him, and then poured beer into its mouth, causing the alligator to act aggressively.
Because beer is disgusting. That is a smart alligator.
It's a Florida alligator. He just didn't like the brand. He's like, natural ice? Fuck you.
What is it they drink on King of the Hill? Alamo?
Alamo Bear. And then they, and then that episode where Peggy got a job there and everyone had the diarrhea.
That was kind of funny.
The pair then released the alligator alive, Koepke told officers. I wonder if there's another charge for that. Although Koepke admitted to having a couple of beers. All right. This is a Florida story. This is a 27-year-old Florida man saying what he thinks makes sense to people with guns. Although Koepke admitted to having a couple of beers, he told cops he was not drunk at the time of the incident. Koepke officer,
which is also like almost more embarrassing, because if I did some goofy shit like try to force drink beer to an alligator, I'd be like, yeah, I was fucked up. My bad. I'm not gonna admit that I did that shit sober.
And also, beer does fuck you up.
It does.
Yeah, like, I think a big part of it is that it's the inherent quantity. Like, you may not feel the same fucked up as you get from, like, a liquor or a vodka or something like that. But, like, beer, yeah, it, like, sparks your brain up. You're going to get sleepy eventually, but that shit sparks your brain up. If you had a couple of beers, which, by Florida man standard, I'm thinking 7, he's probably lit the fuck up. Now, Tim Kashi, further with his shit, told officers a female friend was also there when the alleged episode happened. He's telling all everybody. The woman said she thought the reptile bit Timothy because of his hostility. Kepke and Osborne were taken to the Martin County Jail with $5,000 and $2,500 bonds, respectively. Both men were released on the same day after posting bail.
All right.
Florida, man.
She needs new friends. You cannot hang out with men who get drunk and play with alligators.
Men who get drunk and play with alligators are probably her family.
Ugh.
She don't know no better.
Ugh, Florida.
We gotta send some of the fucking progressive feminist homies down there to have a chat. Have a chat. All right. We gonna get the heck on from around here, man, because things ain't right. Fuck it. Light-skinned Killmonger's getting surgery.
Yep.
We're gonna get the cat good.
Yes.
Get on.